The third season of the FX series Justified kicks off on Tuesday. Walton Goggins co-stars as Boyd Crowder in the series. Before Justified, Goggins co-starred on another FX series, The Shield, playing Shane Vendrell, a detective on a special but corrupt narcotics strike team. Terry Gross spoke with Walton Goggins in 2010. Here's a scene from the premiere episode of Justified, when Deputy U.S. Marshal Raylan Givens, played by Timothy Oliphant, first reunites with Boyd, who at the time was recruiting a band of white supremacists. Boyd and Raylan used to work together in the coal mines as teenagers. Now they're on opposite sides of the law. Boyd, played by Goggins, speaks first.
Yeah, all those days, good and bad, they all long gone now. Everything's changed.
It's all changed.
Mine has changed. No more falling the seam underground. Cheaper to take the tops off mountains and let the slag run down and ruin the creeks. Hey, you remember the picket lines, don't you? Of course, back into company scabs and gun thugs.
Whose side do you think the government's always been on, Raylan? Us or people with money?
And who do you think controls that money? Who do you think wants to mongrelize the world?
Who?
The Jews.
What? You know any Jews?
See, I recruit skins. They don't know no more than you do. And I have to teach them that we have a moral obligation to get rid of the Jews. See, it was in the Bible.
Where?
In the beginning. It's part of creation. See, in the beginning, right, you had your mud people. Now, they were also referred to as beasts because they had no souls. See, they were soulless. And then Cain, now you remember Cain now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cain, he laid down with the mud people. And out of these fornications came the Edomites. Now, do you know who the Edomites are?
Who?
They're the Jews, Raylan.
You're serious?
Read your Bible as interpreted by experts.
Oh, you know, Boyd, I think you just use the Bible to do whatever the hell you like.
Well, what do you think I like, Raylan?
You like to get money and blow shit up.
That's a scene from the FX series Justified. Walton Goggins, welcome to Fresh Air. Did you feel like you had to figure out why some people become white supremacists before you could play one?
On some level, but I never believed that Boyd Crowder was a white supremacist, to be quite honest with you. In my conversations with both the network and with Graham Yost, our executive producer, and Tim Oliphant, it was very important for me as an actor, not to play this guy as a white supremacist, but to play him as a bit of a Svengali, a person who doesn't necessarily believe all that he espouses. You know, I've made 4 Southern movies. I've been in quite a few Southern films. And initially, when this was sent to me, I wasn't interested in playing another Southern guy labeled as a racist. You know, I think racism is a problem throughout our country, and it's not confined to those states below the Mason-Dixon line. And for me, I did not want to perpetuate a stereotype. So I had them take out references to our president, Barack Obama, and I wouldn't say the N-word. And I said I would do this if Raylan was able to point out that Boyd doesn't necessarily believe that which he is saying. And that was very important to me. And the other thing that I wanted to explore with Boyd, which I think is more appropriate for him as a person, kind of getting in his skin, was to explore his intellect. And I don't think that was there in the original pilot. It was tweaked very easily. With a couple of different sentences here and there that explored how smart this guy really was. That was important to me, more so than that was interesting to me. Just to be a racist didn't interest me.
So you grew up in the South. You were born in Birmingham and grew up in Georgia. The accent that you use in the show, is that an accent that you're familiar with? Because it's supposed to be a Kentucky accent.
It is supposed to be a Kentucky accent. I don't know quite how accurate it is. I did study a little bit about people from Kentucky and kind of how they talk. It's not an accent that I'm familiar with. It's different because the cadence is so specific to Elmore Leonard, and it's slightly stilted and heightened in
mm-hmm,
a way
mm-hmm.
That I also think reflects for me what I'm trying to do, whether it comes across or not, but something that speaks to Boyd's intelligence. You know, more often than not, I don't or haven't seen Southern characters like this with a penchant and a love for words. And we were able to, in the pilot episode, kind of introduce that. And he says, innocuous. I was sitting there right before we were going on and talking over this scene with Graham and said, you know, what if he were to say, just kind of offhandedly, because it's the way his mind works, he were to say, you picked an innocuous target. You know what that means? That means harmless. So he not only uses these words, but he also gives the definition right afterwards, as if he's very proud of knowing how to use a certain word.
And that he also assumes the people who he knows won't know the word.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the people that he hangs out with won't know the answer to the definition of those words.
Can you, deconstruct the voice that you do a little bit for us? Like, give an illustration of how you put it together.
Well, this is a person with probably a ninth grade education. I think he's extremely well read. I don't think that he feels the need to raise his voice in certain ways. I think he understands the power of manipulation sometimes can lie in whispering to people and getting close to people and not averting one's gaze, but looking deep into their eyes and talking to their very soul.
Right, good.
How did that come off?
Very well.
Good. So do I have you on my team, Terry?
I don't think
do
so.
Do I have you?
No. Not on Boyd's team. No, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I understand.
So what was it like to have a swastika tattoo and, you know, spout all that Christian identity, religion stuff? I mean, that is the Christian identity movement that believes Jews are the mud people.
Yeah, it was, you know, honestly, it was awful. It really was. A lot of my friends at FX are, one gentleman in particular, Eric Schreier, is Jewish, and we did a table reading of this script. And I had to say that monologue, and immediately after felt like I had to say, I'm sorry, I don't believe any of this. Everyone in the room, I have, my best friends are Jewish. It's difficult, and it's difficult to have a swastika on your arm, you know. And I actually wore it home. I didn't let him take it off, so I kept it with me during the process of filming the pilot episode. And there were
wait, you
a couple
wanted
of
to
times,
be infected by it?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, you're certainly infected or affected by ink on your body, and something as powerful, a symbol as powerful as a swastika. I definitely wanted to kind of feel that. And there were times during the day when I wasn't working and I was out at dinner that I would roll up my t-shirt and I would leave the swastika there just to see people's reaction. And there was one time when I was with Tim and I had rolled my shirt up just to see what would happen, and Tim didn't notice it for about 5 minutes until there were tourists walking through the lobby of the hotel who almost gasped. You could hear them step back with their Starbucks coffee in their hand. And Tim said, please, please roll down your shirt, please, or I'm going to have to leave you here alone.
Well, yeah, I can understand his sentiment. I mean, like, sporting a swastika in public is a very vile act. It's a very provocative act.
It is.
I mean, what kind of reaction were you expecting?
I knew that I would get that reaction. I just wanted to see. I just wanted to see what that would be like.
It's funny. Nobody noticed that you're both like actors, that you're both stars.
not for a minute, but I definitely explained afterwards that it was fake. It wasn't real.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Now, I read that when you were young, you were good at competitive hog calling, and I'm not even sure what that is, having grown up in Brooklyn.
You guys didn't hog haul in Brooklyn?
No.
That's not how you got your pork in Brooklyn?
We got our pork in Chinese restaurants.
I understand. I understand. I was first place state champion hog hauler.
Sweet.
I was 10 years old and saw other people doing it and walked up on stage. And they had to adjust the mic for sure. And just leaned up on my tiptoes, and I won. I got a trophy with a big hog on top. I have it in my office.
So when you win the competitive hog hauling championship, is it just like, do hogs have to actually respond and say, yes, coming?
Hogs don't have to respond, Terry. Hogs don't have to respond. It's the audience that responds. The audience is sitting there responding to the hog call. And right when you're done with the hog call, they usher you off to the grease pig contest.
Which is what?
They put a $20 bill on the back of a hog, and they grease it up, and the person who gets the $20 bill gets the $20 bill.
Oh, wow.
Walton Goggins speaking with Terry Gross in 2010. Goggins co-stars in the FX series Justified. Its third season premieres Tuesday.